This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
One.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We are here in the middle of nowhere. What's going on, Mr. Higab? Tell us.
Well, we've got the fight coming up, pay-per-view.
What fight?
The MMA, the professional MMA fight that's going to happen between me and a very stiff and confident opponent who is going to be game tomorrow. Today's the weigh-in, actually.
Okay.
We've got an official weigh-in, and we've got a ceremonial weigh-in. In about an hour, I'm going to do the official one.
So what weight are you fighting at, then? Middleweight?
That's the good thing. To be honest, that is the good thing about being a heavyweight.
Yeah, because I don't see you cut any weight today.
Yesterday, we had that big Afghani dinner. This morning, I had a good breakfast. You know, I feel good. I feel good for this fight. I think, you know, to be honest, we're just talking about this as a group and stuff, about the range of emotions people usually feel before a fight like this. I mean, this is a professional fight, which means there's going to be kicks, there's going to be elbows, there's going to be knees. Everything is allowed. And it's quite unusual, I think, that when you're a Muslim and you're a believer, even me, I've never had a professional MMA fight before. This is the first time doing it. But I think, especially when you do Quran, for example, I was doing a bit of Murajah yesterday, going through the Quran, doing dhikr, it just makes you relaxed. Fully relaxed. And it makes you feel confident. So I'm waiting for this weigh-in. I'm going in front of the cameras. That's one thing I have maybe a little bit nervous about.
Front of the cameras?
No, you know, the body might not look good. I might have to do a gym session before I get in front of the scales.
Nah, you always keep your shirt on.
Huh?
Keep your shirt on.
No. I'll take it off just to show the opponent. Show the opponent what I've got there. I'm only kidding.
That'd be fun. How does it... Because you're a debater and come from an academic background. How does it compare to debating? Are there any transferable skills?
I think it's quite similar. The only difference is, like for me, as a debater, I actually feel a lot more nervous, especially if it's a high-stakes debate, because in that context, I'm not representing myself. In this case, I'm representing myself. This is not religion on the line. This is not like, you know, a political position on the line. This is just about, it's me versus another opponent. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So when the stakes are higher, and now I've got like a reputation as a debater, right? So if I lose a debate, people are counting on me. Do you know what I mean? Whereas so I usually have quite a lot of anxiety before big debates. And the first time I've done Piers Morgan, I had a bit of anxiety before that. Even with William Lane Craig, because he was such a big figure in the academic field, and you know, like I had read all his books and stuff, I actually felt nervous. On that day, I felt quite nervous. On this occasion, it's not the same, because I feel quite free that the bar of expectation has been lowered, and I can be quite liberating, I think. Just be as free as I want in the cage.
Okay, excellent. So how can the viewers at home watch this fight?
The pay-per-view is going to be, so you're going to go to the link below. Let's just say the link below, right? That's the easiest way of doing it. The link below, click the link below, and it's only $7.99, okay? It's going to be a very entertaining evening. It's going to be a ring walk, cage walk, call it what you want. I'm going to enjoy that moment.
Yes.
Okay? We've even logistically made it so that the ring walk is going to be something quite nice. You know, come out to the people, you know, it's going to be very, very enjoyable. The people there, I've been walking around Coventry. It seems like Coventry is pro Mohammed Hijab. It seems like there's going to be a home field advantage here.
Absolutely.
It does feel like that. And I'm going to go into this arena or this venue. It's going to be a phenomenal atmosphere, fantastic. The people are going to be roaring and this and that. How would you want to miss something like that? You know what I mean? Coming into the cage, you got this towering figure, 6'7" tall.
Are you talking about your opponent?
This formidable man. Yeah. You know, this beast of an individual. You know, this influential guy in front of you. This, and what's going to happen? The crowd's on his side. The people on his side. The people are roaring, each jab that's thrown, anything that I throw aside, maybe finish. We'll see what happens. I mean, I don't want to say too much here. We'll see what happens, but I think people are going to be enjoying this event, you know, at home or in person. And I think you'd really regret it if you don't buy this pay-per-view.
Nice. We'll conclude there. Thank you very much for
joining us. Thank you, man.
See you next time.